Okay, we're back with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. And so please stick around. We've got approximately one more hour of modern swinging sounds ahead of us. I hope you'll enjoy it and stick around. I'm going to continue with my highlight of what we normally call him our pianist highlight artist, Bobby Timmons. Albums that he cut on the Riverside label. And this particular track, it's the only couple tracks I've ever heard him play organ on, Hammond B3 organ. And this is from his Riverside album cut in 1964 called From the Bottom. And he is, in fact, on organ on this. And it's his own composition, Moanin', which was played by many, many groups at that particular time. I'm sure he picked up some nice royalties on this because everybody worked this tune over. And got Sam Jones on bass, Jimmy Cobbs on drums. Bobby Timmons is here on organ, and it's Moanin'.
Thank you.
is our highlight artist of the week, Bobby Timmons. That time he moved over from the piano to the Hammond B3 organ and did his own composition, Moanin', from his Riverside album cut in 1964 called From the Bottom. There was a nice bass solo there also by Sam Jones, who was often brought into the studio to back up Bobby Timmons. So what's next on the agenda, Al?
Well, next we'll hear from a group led by Herbie Mann. It's from an Atlantic LP entitled Herbie Mann at the Village Gate. And it features Herbie on flute, Jack Hitchcock and Mark Weinstein on trombone, Dave Pike on vibes, Chick Corea on piano, Earl May on bass, Bruno Carr on drums, and Carlos Valdez on congas. They're going to do an 1870s spiritual entitled Motherless Child.
Thank you.
Was Motherless Child, obviously a live recording with lots of encouragement from the audience, and it featured Herbie Mann on flute, Jack Hitchcock and Mark Weinstein on trombones, Dave Pike on vibes, Chick Corea on piano, Earl May on bass, Bruno Carr on drums, and Carlos Valdez on congas. That was from an Atlantic LP released in 1966 entitled Herbie Mann at the Village Gate.
Here's another track from Bobby Turman's 1963 Riverside album, Born to be Blue. Born to be Blue was included Sam Jones on bass, Connie Kay on drums, backing up Bobby Turman's on piano. And this is the title track, Born to be Blue, written by the great vocalist. He was called the Velvet Fog, Mel Torme. So let's listen to Born to be Blue. to do a mea culpa. I introduced that track as Born to be Blue. It was from the Riverside 1963 album Born to be Blue, but the tune they actually heard was Namely You, written by DePaul and Mercer. And that was Bobby Timmons, of course, our highlight artist on piano, and backed up by a great rhythm section of Ron Carter on bass and Connie Kay on drums, Namely You. So, Al, what are you going to do next?
Well, next we'll hear from Horace Silver, and this is from his Blue Note LP entitled Blowing the Blues Away. And it's a tune written by Horace entitled Baghdad Blues, and it features Horace on piano, Blue Mitchell on trumpet, Junior Cook on tenor sax, Eugene Taylor bass, and Lewis Hayes on drums.
Thank you.
And that was Baghdad Blues, a tune that Horace Silver wrote, and featured Horace on piano, Blue Mitchell on trumpet, Junior Cook on tenor sax, Eugene Taylor on bass, and Louis Hayes on drums. That was from the Blue Note LP released in 1959 entitled Blowing the Blues Away.
Next up, we find our highlight artist Bobby Timmons in the Prestige recording studio with an album that has a triple billing, Jenkins, Jordan, and Timmons. John Jenkins on alto sax, Clifford Jordan on tenor sax. Of course, our highlight artist of the week, Bobby Timmons on piano, a fine rhythm section of Wilbur Ware on bass, Donnie Richmond on drums. This is John Jenkins' composition called Blue Jay.
Thank you.
nice little swinger called Blue Jay, written by the alto sax man that you heard on that particular track, John Jenkins. And that was a prestige album. It had triple building, Jenkins, Jordan, and Timmons, including Clifford Jordan on tenor sax and Bobby Timmons on piano, cut in 1960. A little thing called Blue Jay. So what's up next, Al?
Well, next we'll hear from the Illinois Jaquette All-Stars. This is from an LP on the Grand Award label, and it features Illinois Jaquette on tenor sax, Russell Jaquette on trumpet, Freddie Green on guitar, Charles Thompson on piano, John Simmons on bass, and O.C. Johnson on drums. And they're going to do a tune written by Illinois entitled Digging the Count. Digging the Count, featuring the Illinois Jaquette All-Stars. Really seemed like a battle of the brothers there between Illinois on tenor sax and his older brother Russell on trumpet. And backed by Freddie Green on guitar, Sir Charles Thompson on piano, and an overworked John Simmons on bass, and O.C. Johnson on drums. That was from a Grand Award LP released in 1955 entitled Illinois Jaquette All-Stars.
Now we're going to go back to Bobby Timmons' 1960 Riverside album called This Here. And on this particular track, he plays a great standard from the American Songbook, Come Rain or Come Shine, written by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer. And we have here back again on bass, Sam Jones. Jimmy Cobb is here on drums. And, of course, our highlight artist of the week, Bobby Timmons, on piano. Let's listen to Come Rain or Come Shine.
Thank you.
great tune from an American songbook, Come Rain or Come Shine, written by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer, done up by Bobby Tribbins from his 1960 Riverside album, This Here. Well, we haven't done anything that really highlighted the ballad artistry of Bobby Timmons, so we're going to resolve that issue right now from his 1962 Riverside album, The Sweet and Soulful Sounds of Bobby Timmons, and this is his rendition of Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most. Solo piano of Bobby Timmons doing a great ballad, Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most. We have been listening to the Feeling of Jazz for the better part of the last 2 hours here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. Hope you enjoyed the sounds. We're here every Sunday night, so I hope you'll visit with us again next Sunday night or any Sunday night for some more swinging sounds. How are we going to close out the show, Al?
Well, next we'll hear from trombonist J.J. Johnson. This is from an RCA Victor LP entitled Goodies. And this album is typical of what was going on in the late 60s. A lot of jazz musicians found their popularity decreasing as the Beatles took over a large part of the music business. And so many jazz musicians recorded solo in front of a large studio orchestra, and that's exactly what this number is. We hear JJ during Antonio Carlos Jobim's How Insensitive.